All right. So we're back from our break. Let's see if I can get that to work. All right, cool. We're back. So we were just outside. Now, here, I'll bring everyone up to speed with what has been happening lately. So I've known for, I'll say, 3-4 months. I think 4 months that, actually, for the conservative side, we'll say 3 months, that Adam's been going away and he's going to be gone for, I think it's 6 weeks. And for some reason, he has just avoided talking to me about it. And I've known, and it's been amusing for me to watch him squirm and avoid talking about it in situations where it's very obviously brought up, and he will just throw a curveball in to distract the conversation as if I'm just going to go, oh yeah, we'll just move on to this instead of addressing being in Italy. So that's been very amusing for me for the last few months. And so Adam's finally came out and said that he's going away. Now, here's where I've come into the discussion. Is we're going to have shows to do and everything while he's away. And I'll be continuing the show for sure. Adam will work out what Adam's doing. But anyway, he's finally opened up to me about it. And there are questions for me, because I could have brought it up, but I don't know. I think it's so much more fun to just have... I'm a creep. I definitely know I'm a creep. And I've got this weird... I've got this weird thing that I just enjoy having something hanging over that I just this little bit of extra knowledge that I go, I know. And I don't know why. All right, here he comes. All right. So I've just said that, brought everyone up to speed, that I've been aware and that it's amazing to me that you would... we'll just mention in passing being in Italy, and then you'll just throw something out to distract the conversation, and as if I'm just going to be like, oh yeah, we'll just move on from somebody being in Italy. As if that's not going to be a major, like, turning point in a conversation. I can't believe it.
Now let me preface my version of events with this. We're 25 years old. And I think I'm a very introspective person. And I really think about the past a lot, not in a way that nothing in my past haunts me. I don't hold on to anything that really brings me down. But I really like to reflect on it, and I'm very nostalgic. And I think I've learned a lot of lessons, and that at 25 years of age, that I'm doing pretty well as an adult, and I've addressed a lot of things, a lot of things. I think I'm pretty well where I want to be, almost. One of the major flaws of my character is ending up with my eggs in too many baskets at once. And then at some point, these events cross over, and I'm trapped in a web of lies for no reason, for nothing, for no reason. I lie about the price of things. If something was $50, I'll say, to somebody that it won't affect, to somebody, just because I think they might go, well, would you spend that much on that? I say, yeah, it was a bargain, $35, when it was actually $50. I don't know why I do that, but it's just a little pleasing thing. Like, in my mind, I'm not too interested in pleasing people. If I know that I haven't hurt them, and if I know I'm happy, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? If little intricacies, but I will create a web of lies for no reason until it gets to the point where I'm just in trouble, and then that just—it's just it's a glass ceiling, and I'm just looking out of it, just like, what am I gonna do? Then eventually, the water gets too heavy, and the ceiling
starts cracking.
Yeah, starts cracking. But right before it goes. As in me taking a Snapchat, getting on an aeroplane. I come out, and my reason was because it got to the point, and I don't know why, because if it got to the point where I'd organized something in the next four, like if I'd organized something in February to do with you, knowing that I was not going to be here, that'd be a problem. But at that point, at this stage, it hasn't got to it. But still in my head, I built it up as Milky's just going to, he's not going to want to work with me ever again. This is too long a hiatus at like a vital time in our career. He's going to see it as me not taking it seriously and having my priorities wrong. He's going to not respect that, and rightly so. And I'm going to have thrown away something I believe in for a holiday.
So you've seen my reaction.
Which is...
I don't know. I'm not really giving much away. Whatever.
Yep.
How does that make you feel? Just seeing that and going, like, this is me just projecting how I'd hope you're reacting now, because it's based on my character.
Mm.
I'd hope that what you're thinking now is, I probably could have just talked about this a long time ago and we could have just came to a pretty reasonable conclusion because he's handling that pretty well. Like,
Yeah, absolutely. I feel comforted in a way, but I'm not surprised because I've been here before in other ways, in other manifestations. So...
Manifestations is the right word for the thing, that extra little thing that you're carrying with you. It's just growing every time.
Yeah.
It's like a rubber band.
In just different ways and in different situations and with different people.
So, all right. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I found out months ago and I'm a sick person.
Mm.
I am not well.
But so am I.
Because I like having that little bit of knowledge there. And I'm like,
that's fine.
I know that I could just say it at any time, but you it's so much more fun to just use. This is how I'm fucked. I'm like Batman when he's trying to figure out how to kill all members of the Justice. They're on his side. All members of the Justice League on his side, but he just has to have that little bit of knowledge there. And that's what it feels like, because I'm like, oh, just see how he reacts to this, because I'm just gonna watch this progress, and you can judge things about a person. And I'm like, I'm just curious now. Let me get some uncomfortable things out of the way. Definitely a little pissed. Definitely gone through that.
Yeah, sure.
Mostly because we've talked about getting microphones, things like that, and it's been like, you just kind of gave up on that and then went into something that's costing that amount of money, where it's made me go, you know what, maybe...
Yeah, I
maybe
know.
Maybe but you judged your priorities thing, like you judged what I would say, knowing in your head that is a genuine problem, like that.
Yeah,
like the priorities thing. That's.
I guess then I could have said, I just bought flights, so now's not the best time for me to buy a microphone. It might be in 4 weeks' time.
This was 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
when I first bought the mic. Yeah.
Okay, which the Procaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I felt like it might have been more like 1 year, but you're probably right.
Which is still
well
before any of that. So, with that in... Like, look, I don't care. I've in my head, I've gone, all right, well, each week you're away, I'm going to have another person just to come in and we'll just do a thing there. And the plan was to get updates from you as well, either by it being pre-recorded videos or hopefully a Skype in or something like that. But I don't imagine that would be... it's going to be very hard to organise.
Well, not really though, because that's the whole idea. The whole idea is like a little working holiday, because it's all limited to Italy. We're not going to any other countries. So we're in Rome for a bit and then Florence and then Lucca and then back.
Where is Lucca?
I'm not great with these maps. I think it's like... No, I have no idea.
Has that died? Yeah.
I have no idea. I think it's sort of near Tuscany, like it's in that area. But apparently they have like opera every night, regardless of how many people are there. Like it's just every night opera. Pretty cool. All very historical. Very safe. There's only 4 mosques in all of Italy. and I think that's because of their, you know, it being Rome.
Yeah, that's a We talked about that, wasn't there? The difference between the mosques in Italy and in France is astronomical.
Yeah, it's crazy. Huge. It's which I didn't know.
Yeah,
which I only looked into like last week because yeah, I just want to study this different culture as much as possible. It's Europe. It's a relatively safe place in Europe. Extremely historical. I want to learn as much about Mussolini as I can. Architect, whilst I have no real interest in like Catholicism, architecture of churches is the only type of architecture that really holds my attention, and it's just full of that. Obviously it's through Airbnb, so if you stay for the month, we got like a $2,000 discount on the total price. So there's like a weekly discount and then a monthly discount. So if you stay for a month, you can get huge amounts of money off, which just works out being cheap. Also, when you're 26, flights are more expensive and travel packages and stuff like that. So we got ours through student flights, where if you're a student or 25 or under, you get student prices. 26 or over. Which
can be
everything.
It can be a big difference too, like 25% or something like
that. Well, it is, because it's kind of assuming that by that stage you've got your shit together. When most, well, I don't know about most, but I mean, plenty of 26-year-olds don't. So you're still maybe on.
Most actual people, but people that we know. we're not existing in the regular plane.
Exactly. And also a part of the microphone thing is that I already had a microphone as well.
Yeah.
Like.
I'll be honest, like everything that you think that I could be annoyed at or whatever, I've moved past in
your own weird way.
Well, it's more just, I don't know. I don't know if this is good or bad to say. This is just, it's not my issue. It's, I know you are, you're just you and you're doing what you do. That's what it is.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, like, I'm still amused. This is fun.
Yeah, there's it's a very intricate situation that really can be looked at, can't it?
I'm just like, so.
And it's good that it's being looked at by us.
Yeah, well, like, where can we, what's going to happen here? Like, is it going to be this thing or do I just go, it's not my, like, you know what I mean? It's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, this is you. We'll see what happens. Like, if.
Yeah.
It's still funny. So I can look at it this way. I still want to exploit what you have. So
exactly. What? Well, and I've already got all these reparations saved up in my head. Like dinner and flowers, basically. But you know what I mean? So I was gonna get CM Designs. I was gonna commission CM to do an Italian variation on the logo for my like reports and stuff. I still wanted to commit to the weekly show.
That's funny. That's very funny.
I want to commit to the weekly show regardless of what the time difference is, because the point of this trip is I will be available. We've got like two little tours planned.
Yeah.
One is a day tour into Tuscany and UNESCO heritage listed towns and stuff. Like, I'm going to see that while I'm there. I'm going to go to Naples for a little bit and stay with Matt because he's going to be over there for work.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just realized who you meant.
So it's all just sort of linked up. But yeah, the point is I will be available minus about 2 days out of this whole month. So regardless of the time difference.
Is it just 4 weeks?
It's five and a bit weeks.
Okay, so yeah, I wasn't sure if it was 4 or 6 weeks. No, I've got guest hosts lined up.
Cool.
Like, I've got three.
Yeah.
So that gives me breathing room. So
I just didn't know what the logistics would be, because I don't know, Skype works, but it would be awkward.
Yeah, definitely sucks.
Yeah.
No, well, we just got to try it and see. Like, we'll try a Skype thing, film yourself. Like, I'm probably not going to have that camera going by the time, you go. So you might as well take that one with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether if you do take your computer as well, you'd be able to transfer the video and just, and then you can upload it to a thing and I can download it. So you could do quick recordings and that, then I could just watch those and talk about them as I'm watching them.
Yeah.
That could be the show. I don't know. We'll just try a few different things.
My, I also had the idea of doing sort of, you know how Paul Joseph Watson does those sort of monologue videos on his Twitter? Hopefully doing that.
Yeah.
Because I'll be spending most of the time researching as much as I can, writing, just trying to, you know, produce thoughts and things for the media, for Adam and Milk. Just from a different place for a little bit and then back here. I'm in a situation with my job where I'll be signing a contract when I get back that will keep me there to make up for lost leave hours. So I'm locked into getting back, staying in my job and like making up that time and, you know, committing to everything else. So it's a chance for me to travel, and I've never traveled. I've been to Darwin. Darwin's the furthest I've been. It's had a good time. Ended up being good deals, which was very important because I don't earn a lot of money, really, in the grand scheme of things. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm a freak of nature. And I still think it'll work because this is what I want to do. This is really what I want. It's what I enjoy.
You know, this is the thing that's going on YouTube. This is going to be the clip that I throw out.
Throw some questions. There's going to be people who are like, okay, has this happened in the past? Bring it up. Let's do it.
Because, I don't know, and like I said, there are things that I got angry at and then I got over, and now it's just this whole other thing. And I'm just like, you know what? He's like, he's one of my best mates. This is just what it is. Does it really affect? No. I can figure all this out. Oh, but it might be a bit of a chore for me to do.
Yep.
Yeah, but okay. I'm just saying that I think that with all that in mind, it's funny. It's fucking weird. I just don't. And it's real. And for all of that, I respect you for coming on here and just being like,
yeah, well,
it out here.
I have to.
No, I do. I do respect that because you didn't have to. You could have just dealt with it all outside. We could have just spoke about it then. But I think this is much more entertaining because this is very real. This is what we want.
This is real. Yeah. Exactly. This is honesty. It breaks down barriers. You know.
Oh,
man, what is fucking wrong with me? It all started with high school girls. That's where it comes from.
Yeah. When you were one.
Basically. I am a high school girl right now. But despite that, despite this unspoken thing that we've been living with for the past whatever, we've had a lot of good times.
Yeah, it's been fun.
We still live with each other. Still coexist. Still, all right. Now it's weirder. Now that I'm thinking about how much you knew and how much I was planning ahead and shit, but we still just coexisted, maybe better than ever. Maybe it was the happiest we've ever been as housemates.
And it was just you carrying around this fucking...
I showed you my bag.
Yeah, I know.
I bought the best travel bag. The best fucking carry-on travel bag you can buy on the internet. I researched it meticulously. I was so excited they had to show Milky every compartment of that bag. So it's just an overnight bag, really.
There's a podcast we did back in 2016 on SoundCloud. We'll put that on as our extra thing. Or maybe, anyway. Where you talked about looking up travel insurance and you tried to just play it off as just a bit of research.
Why not?
For nothing. And then with Ricky in the room, who knew that you were going away as well, and you looking at him and going, you know, just research. Just looking at his face and saying that just with the knot so taut in your stomach that it's about to, you know, when you twist enough and it snaps, just so twisted up that it's about to break.
It's David Brent. It's a joke. It is the living embodiment of a joke character, just right before your eyes. But you understand, you understand the anxiety of talking to your close friend about something that is troubling.
Yeah.
played a role, that's all.
It's been very, very fun for me. Just every time seeing the wheels sort of turn in your head.
You're about the only person who ever has seen it, though.
And, oh, yeah. This is like when, you know, when that chick went into the jungle and she was the first one that really studied the apes.
Mm, that's right.
She just lived with them, like within, you know,
a chimpanzees, few feet. Wasn't it?
Yeah. With like a few feet between, like, would coexist with them.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever done that before and was taking, you know, handwritten notes, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what it was like for me. I'm the first person to have sat inside the circle.
Yeah.
I might as well have had an MRI of your brain going constantly because I've never seen the facial control is what I'll call
Maybe
it.
You should take up fucking world poker tour.
Yeah, or acting or something. Yeah. I don't know, because there was this thing where there wasn't even... You would just switch gear in a conversation. So, say your girlfriend would say... we'll find out about that when we're in Italy. And you would just flick back to something that was said three sentences ago. Well, what do you think it actually means for the people in the Ukraine? But your face in that time would just go... It would be the exact same and then just transition into a little bit angrier, but not, you know, I'm not saying angrier, but like a more kind of... I've put effort, or like I've got a little bit of passion behind this question here and I need to know an answer. Yeah. Like a very strange way to steer things away.
It's demented. It's a skill though. Somewhere it's a skill.
Oh, definitely.
And I think it's in this realm where it's a skill.
That's what I'm saying. Watching that happen has been so amazing for me.
That's what I offer. You can observe me. You know what happened? That same woman you were talking about who studied the chimpanzees, not long ago, there was the first evidence of murder. Well, I don't know. I'm going to get the sort of details wrong, but it's very easy to look up.
I think I know what you're talking about.
There were really irregular beatings and sort of gang beatings and stuff that were extremely irregular. And that woman who did the research originally said... After she learned about that, after she was told that happened, she said the next thing he could have said to me was that they were also flying around. Like, that's how unbelievable it was to her. Like, it was the equivalent of him saying chimpanzees can fly now. Yeah. She was just like, nah, we've done everything. We've researched it. We've seen it. We've got all the patterns, all the data, and this just doesn't happen with chimps. And then they were just suddenly doing it. So I hope that kind of huge diversion in behavior can shed some light on what I've been doing.
Oh, dear. I'm glad because, all right, so I've thought about doing it on the show because I'm if it made it to next week, because it's next week that you're going, I think, isn't it?
The 14th.
Okay, yeah. So I the closer it got, because I had a rough idea. I didn't know the exact dates, but I knew I had a rough idea. So I'm like, on the last show, if he doesn't bring it up, I have to.
Yeah.
And I was going to, in my head, I was like, I've got to give him the option that if he didn't want to do it as part of the thing to not include it. But I'm like, I have to do it for the show. But I held back for, I had a plan to hold back for as long as possible because... I just gotta let this thing happen. Like it's like when you interfere with something, and you can't help the bees build a fucking know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so you just gotta let it fly.
Exactly.
So I thought about it.
It has been an interesting ride.
You're still when you decided to do it, just only brought it up as going on holiday in 2 weeks.
I don't know. I was going to say Roman holiday, but I thought, I don't quite know what a Roman holiday is. I think it means something else. So I
know a Roman shower is when a chick spews on you while you have a wank.
That's no fun. I hope that doesn't happen in Rome.
Maybe. Oh, well, it's called that.
Yeah.
Just like anal's called Greek.
It is too. I wonder if it was inherently Greek.
Oh yeah,
I think that, just all rapists did anal. They used to
sodomize. That was a thing. Like the warriors and the like higher ups or whatever in bigger social standing in Greece would lay with young boys. Like that was part of the thing.
Yeah.
Old men just had young boy companions until those kids grew up. It was just that's what they did. They just banged kids.
Normal, isn't it?
Very, yeah. So you know, I'm not good at everything.
I'm not for that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. That's
not something I'm for. Yeah.
Don't fuck kids.
So that's where we're at. Yeah. Adam and Milt will be coming to you from Rome.
Yeah, we'll work out something.
From Florence,
we'll bring something to the table for it.
It can, yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, you can see it as two ways. You can see it as a betrayal of a close bond, or you can see it as an opportunity for our brand. Or if you're normal, you can see it as a bit of both.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yes, it was unpleasant for all concerned.